This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So there's questions today regarding Spygate and whether or not the Obama administration cut a video feed. I'll explain that to you. And Biden rips the president for claiming that he deserted Pennsylvania. Speaking of Pennsylvania, nothing in the news today about that special election, which was won by the Republican who Donald Trump endorsed, which I believe shows the president's power, staying power in Pennsylvania with regards to 2020. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli, 1210WPHG.com. Yes, the Good Morning America not leading with, of course, the Pennsylvania story, but they should, because if Pennsylvania is the state to win, and Fred Keller won with 70% of the vote, and this clearly now shows you that the Trump coalition is holding. It's holding. Which is the point, which is why they should be leading with it. It's a big story. But they're not, because Fred Keller won, so it goes against the media narrative. At 7:30, Mark Levin will be here, the great one. His book on freedom of the press talks a lot about what the media censors by omission. It's bias by omission, by what they don't report on, also shows their bias. And I believe this is one of those classic examples of that. But first, I want to get to you. This is a very important piece of journalism, and it's from Breitbart. And it's important to understand, by Aaron Klein, investigative reporter Aaron Klein. Spygate. Comments made by Attorney General William Barr about extraordinary arrangements. This is a little bit that Bill Barr said, the Attorney General of the United States. I'm going to play this for you, about 30 seconds of it. Take a listen.
Step is find out exactly what happened. And we're trying to get our arms around that, getting all the relevant information from the various agencies and starting to talk to some of the people that have information. You know, the thing that's interesting about this is that this was handled at a very senior level of these departments. It wasn't handled in the ordinary way that investigations or counterintelligence activities are conducted. It was sort of an ad hoc small group, and most of these people are no longer with the FBI or the CIA or the other agencies involved.
This appears to run deep. Why is it so hard to figure out?
Well, there are two things here. One, no one's really looked at it. I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is, Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians. But
now, listen, this is a very important point here. Okay, Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. Deep inside, let me turn to Aaron Klein's piece in Breitbart. Deep inside a 7,700-plus Washington Post article, 7,700-word Washington Post article published on June 23rd, 2017, the newspaper detailed the highly compartmentalized nature of the original Russia interference investigation and the manner in which U.S. intelligence agencies were deliberately kept in the dark. According to the newspaper, in the summer of 2016, CIA Director John Brennan convened a secret task force at CIA headquarters composed of several dozen analysts and officers from the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI. The Post described the unit as so secretive it functioned as a sealed compartment hidden even from the rest of the U.S. intelligence community, a unit whose workers were all made to sign additional non-disclosure forms. The unit reported to top officials. They worked exclusively for two groups of customers. The first was Obama and fewer than 14 senior officials in government. The second was a team of operations specialists at the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, who took direction from the task force on where to aim their subsequent efforts to collect more intelligence on Russia. At first, only four senior officials were involved: Brennan, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and then FBI Director James Comey. Their aides were all barred from attending the initial meetings. Now, I want to point something out to you. I want to break from your article and point something out. I have been saying to you now for a very long time that I think the two people behind all of this are the notorious liars John Brennan and James Clapper. And I've also said that I believe that that woman who was overseas, the woman who was trying to seduce George Papadopoulos at a London pub, who everybody said was an FBI informant, I think she was, and also a CIA operative. I think she's both. I think this was, and I've always said now, a joint CIA, NSA, FBI operation. I've always said this. It's funny, too, because I remember that the day that the story broke in the New York Times that George Papadopoulos had been, this woman had been sent there as an FBI operative to meet with her, to meet with him, to try to get information on the campaign. And somebody had, I guess Rush had made the point of saying that she's, no, she's not FBI, she's CIA, and somebody sent me a note. And Rush just said she's CIA, not FBI, so you need to clarify your comments or something like that. And I said, why can't it be both? Why can't she be both FBI and CIA? I mean, think of how many times our agencies all coordinate together and work on a joint operation. That's exactly what this was. This was absolutely a joint operation between Brennan at the CIA, National Intelligence, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch at the United States Department of Justice, and FBI Director James Comey. And so as this widened, including Vice President Joe Biden and others, John Kerry at the State Department, Ashton Carter at the Pentagon, more people, adding another layer of secrecy, Aaron Klein says, the newspaper, the Washington Post, reported that when the closed cabinet sessions on Russia began in the White House sit room in August, the video feed from the main room was cut off during those meetings. The feed, which only allows for video and not audio, is usually kept on so that senior aides can see when a meeting takes place. The blacked out screens were seen as an ominous sign among lower level White House officials who were largely kept in the dark about the Russia deliberations, even as they were tasked with generating options for retaliation against Moscow. It's the Washington Post reporting that. This compartmentalization may help to explain why it was only Brennan's CIA, Comey's FBI, and the NSA that penned the January 6, 2017 U.S. intelligence community report alleging Russian interference in the presidential race. Numerous news media reports originally falsely claimed the report was authored by all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. Not true. Now, there's a lot more to this, but I want you to understand a couple things here. I think that what needs to be examined is this. Were Brennan and Clapper and Comey purposely now trying to investigate the president? And Russia was the excuse. That's been my theory for a long time now. If that's the case, then it makes sense of why they would keep so many people in the dark. Why else would you keep all these people in the dark? I mean, if it was really about Russian interference in the campaign, why would you not try to bring in as many people as possible to help you stop it and to help warn the Trump campaign about the potential efforts that are going on here? Why would you not want all hands on deck? I mean, think about this now. It is the summer of 2016, and you've got this idea of a possible Russian interference in our election. Why do you not say all hands on deck, drop what you're doing, everybody drop what you're doing and get to work now? CIA, stop what you're doing. Everybody now, this is our priority. We got to save our election system. We got to keep our election intact. We need all hands on deck. Whatever you're doing, drop it. Why would you not do that? Instead, they keep everybody at the CIA in the dark. They keep everybody at the national security agencies in the dark. Everybody in the FBI in the dark. Everybody in justice in the dark. Everybody's in the dark, except for these yahoos, the four of them. Clapper, Comey, Loretta Lynch, and Brennan. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? We have this threat coming. It's the summer before the presidential election. We've got this massive threat coming, and we want to keep it as close to the vest as possible? Doesn't make sense to me. I don't think it would make sense to the average cop on the beat. If you know there's a threat, like a terrorist attack, and that's what this really is, right? It's an attack on our republic. It's not a violent terrorist attack, but it's still an attack by bad actors. Why would you not flag it, immediately flag it, bring it, do a press conference, warn people? Unless that was all BS. The Russia attack on our election was BS. It was an excuse. The excuse to spy on the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. The excuse to use your resources to ensure he does not win the election. The excuse to use your resources to ensure that Hillary Clinton does. And the plot thickens. And the wheel turns.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.